Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Wednesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. It's in John chapter 8 is where we are. That's where the slices are coming from. And today we're going to take a slice from verses 21 all the way down to verse 30. Here's God's word. So Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said to him, Will he kill himself, since he says, Where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, Who are you? And Jesus said to them, Just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true. And I declare to the world what I have heard from him. They did not understand that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me, and he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. And as he was saying these things, many believed in him. Well, here Jesus is continuing his verbal joust and actually taking the conversational opportunity to proclaim the truth that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you come to him, you can have eternal life. But if you don't, hear his warning. What does he say? You will die in your sins. That's what will happen to you. You will die in your sins. For those of you gathered together today on this piece of fresh bread, here's what you need to remember. You're born into this world a sinner, so you will sin. And the wages of sin is death. So unless you come to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin and to be set free from the power of sin, then you will die in your sins. If you die in your sins, then you stand before Jesus Christ as a sinner apart from the grace of God and therefore under his judgment. But you have another pathway that is before you. Jesus. He's the way. He's the truth and he's the life. And by God's grace, what you can do today is come to him. Come to him and surrender to him. Come to him who did not come the first time to judge you. Now, he will come a second time in judgment. But as we learned yesterday, he didn't come this time in judgment. He came to bear your judgment. He didn't come to condemn you. He came to bear your condemnation so that you could have eternal life. But if you don't come to him, then you will die in your sins. If you die in your sins, there is no grace beyond the grave. And if you die in your sins, then you die hopeless. And you're standing before him under his judgment. But this is the day of hope. This is the day where the Savior has come into this world. And he has come into the world to do the will of the Father. And that is to save all of his people for all of eternity. And all who put their trust in him will have eternal life instead of everlasting death. So here is my request of you today. Do not come here today to this program and leave it, to this reading of God's Word and leave it without coming to Jesus Christ. I don't want you to live and then die in your sins. I want you to truly live. I want Christ to be alive in you. Then when you die, you don't die in your sins. You die in faith. We live by faith, we die in faith, and by faith we are saved through Jesus Christ. Therefore, instead of condemnation, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So just as the text says, today we lift up Jesus to you. You come to Jesus. If you do and put your trust in him, you won't die in your sins unto eternal death. You'll die in Christ by faith, and that means eternal life. Life now and life forever. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.